in the Michet inference, there is a gap between the first sentence and the third sentence. It's a Michet sentence, intermediate sentence. It's a middleman, as it were. If I put my hand here and she catches my hand, it's immediate connection. And then if she puts her hand to Susie, then I am connected with Susie but through Dipti. It's immediate connection, not immediate connection. Now when you think, you will find examples of both immediate thinking, immediate inference, and immediate inference. This is how you become aware of your thinking. What is thinking? Thinking consists of immediate thinking and immediate thinking. Thinking consists of immediate inference and immediate inference. All thinking, you take all process of thinking, you will find immediate inference and immediate inference. You know, these three letters and these few sentences were enough to break the mind of Anag. There was an immediate relief in his mind. And next time when Leela appeared in the room, he smiled. He was very grateful to her because a big blockade in the mind had disappeared. He had understood what was thinking. And now he was able to think and become conscious of thinking. And when she came into the room, she said, "You have become a witness who is other than yourself. You have become a witness who is other than yourself." You are a witness and yet you are different from yourself. So there was a shock for some time when he heard this sentence. You are a witness, but other than yourself. Witness only watches. And that which is watched is other than himself. And she said, "This is the beginning of self-knowledge. This is the beginning of self-knowledge. When you witness what you are doing, then you begin to have knowledge about yourself, what you are." And then she said, "I will give you one more sentence. The more you know yourself, the more you control yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you control yourself. And the more you control yourself, the more you know yourself." Alright, you have written this? The more you know yourself, the more you control yourself. And the more you control yourself, the more you know yourself. The two had now become friends. Leela and Anak became very good friends. That evening, when the moon was bright in the eastern horizon, they both sat on a bench and he began to ask her, "Where do you live?" Up till now he was so occupied with himself, he was concerned with his mind. Now he asks her, "Where do you live?" She said, "I live next door. I have a room just next to your room." And then she began to explain. She said, "In this house, which is a very big house, there is a special apartment of Mrs. Modi. Her name is Rupa. She is not here just now, she has gone abroad. But she is an extraordinary woman." She said, "We are four secretaries attached to Rupa." She was only one of them, but there are four secretaries. There is Leela, there is Nalini, there is Shalini, and there is Sujata. There are four friends, so to say, all of them attached as secretaries of Rupa. "In what way was she extraordinary?" he asked. He said, "You will see when you meet her. She is coming very soon and you will find out what she is. But I shall take you to her rooms when she is not there. And if you like, tonight you come with me and I will take you to her room." So at night both of them visited the room of Rupa. That room consisted only of paintings all over. Huge paintings, beautiful paintings. All paintings from the West. Then there was another room, next one. It consisted only of Indian paintings. There was a third room where there are so many beautiful sculptures. Sculptures of ancient Greece, ancient Egypt, ancient India, all kinds of sculptures. You know the meaning of sculptures? Yes?
Statues,
good. All kinds of statues. And then inside there was one room where there was only one chair and a small table and nothing else. And she was told that Rupa actually lives in that room most of the time, alone. Within a few days she was to come and Anag began to wait for her arrival. In the meantime, Videsh came to see this young boy to ask how he was faring. And he asked the question, "Do you want to join a college?" You remember this was the question put to him earlier. "Have you changed your mind?" Do you want to join a college? So Anak says, no, I am now convinced life is a great teacher of life. I want to learn life from life itself. Already my last few days have taught me. It is from my life that I have learned what is life. And I want to continue this experience. So Videsh was very happy. And then he asked him the question, I heard so much about Rupa. Can you tell me something about her? So he said, I do not know her sufficiently. He was his wife. And he said, I do not know her sufficiently. I respect her. I love her. But I do not understand her sufficiently. I am myself a vitalist. And she is an idealist. Now these are very important words. I am a vitalist and she is an idealist. Let us see what it means. He said, I am a vitalist and she is an idealist. I think you have a chance to see the dictionary now. You go to your school today and tomorrow and see in the dictionary what is the meaning of vitalist and what is the meaning of idealist. Pardon? You have an answer?
No, I just put my
Oh, good. Alright, so we meet tomorrow again.